So, how can you tell if somebody on Twitter is telling the truth when it comes to a news bulletin or update?
Well, you can't. You can't really at all. So we should think about everything we see coming through the Twitter stream as hearsay or gossip or no different to somebody telling you down the pub. Even if it comes from an account that you trust, how do you know that that person is actually saying that? Maybe their account has been hacked. I guess totally disbelieving everything we see is going to break the wonderful tool that Twitter is. So if you want to do the very best to, I guess, verify what's coming through your feeds, take a look at that tweet and see if the news that it's reporting is geotagged or has some kind of rich media connected to it, whether it be a photo or some audio. If somebody's linked an audioboo, that audioboo may also be geotagged. And if somebody is actually standing in the place that they are reporting on, there's a very good chance that what they are saying is an eyewitness report. On top of that, look at their network, look at who they're connected to, look at if they are followed by people you respect and who may in return respect this person's opinion and this person's tweets. Look at what they have tweeted so far. Have they been travelling to this place and they're talking about reporting from? Have they reported along similar lines in the past? Check out their lists, and this is really important. If they're on a lot of lists where people are saying, loves gossip, or big fan of something you don't necessarily agree with, then you can make a judgment call as to whether this is somebody's opinion you respect. If they're listed as journalist, journalist, journalist on a lot of people's accounts, then there's a good chance that they've had the correct training and they are tweeting as a journalist. And I've said this since Twitter first started verifying celebrities' accounts. I thought, why are we verifying celebrities' accounts? Are they threatening to sue if somebody starts stealing their name? Can't Twitter just switch off imposters? We should be verifying journalists. We should be saying this person is a respected and, maybe or maybe not trained journalist. I don't think we should just verify trained journalists because some people are very good at the act of journalism without actually having any formal qualifications. Maybe then if we verify journalists' accounts, there'll be a lot less speculation, a lot less questioning, and fewer people perhaps getting 30-year potential sentences for whatever they're calling it now, terror tweeting or Twitter terrorism. Or Twitter could nip this in the bud right now by enabling people to kind of see the difference between hearsay, or at least getting us back to the stage where we question everything we read. It used to be the fact that one of the benefits of reading a blog was it made you question, because we'd stop questioning the news, we'd stop questioning what was coming out of our TVs and coming out of our newspapers, because we couldn't question that. Now we are able to comment back and question the source. We're taking a lot of other news sources for granted in the way just assuming that this is true. Always question what you see before you, and we need to keep practicing that. And hopefully we won't get locked up for tens of years for tweeting something incorrectly, and people will accept more mistakes coming through Twitter, because after all, most of it is hearsay and opinion, and no different to what the man says down the pub.